welcome back to our coverage from day one of the Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally. Highlands coverage brought to you in association with both the Pulse nightclub and the Voodoo venue. And after two stages of this event, it's all about the defending champions, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes. They have been fastest on the opening two stages in Donegal Bay and then in Rock Hill. And they take a 7.8 second advantage into the third stage of the day, which they will be starting shortly. It's called Kopenay and it's on the outskirts of Donegal Town. The other big story, of course, so far today on the opening day is that of Matt Edwards, the three-time British champion, alongside David Moynihan and Colin the Notes. They were seen as one of the contenders, and they find themselves over half a minute down after two stages. They lost 25 seconds in the opening stage due to a busted diff. So the damage hasn't been too bad on stage two. We're going to wait to see how much more time he's going to lose in stage three before they will be able to get that fixed. But a huge dent in the hopes of Matt Edwards taking the Donegal title. While on the two-wheel drive category, as expected, it's his home patch. Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly down here, they are leading by almost 8 seconds unofficially after the opening couple of stages as they head to stage three. So the situation is, after two, as we just told you, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes leading by 7.8 seconds from the polo of Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. The Hyundai i20, however, is the car that is out in front. A similar Hyundai sits in third overall. Two-time champions Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty, 7.2 down on Devine, 15 down on his brother Josh. Sam sits in third. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy is the first of the Fiestas, fourth overall, 15.9 seconds down in the leader, and just 0.9 adrift of Sam Moffat as they go to the third stage. Desi Henry and Donegal's Paddy Robinson is the first Citroen in the top 10. They're fifth overall, a further 4.2 adrift. It's not been a good morning either for Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson in another of the Evans Motorsport polos. They sit sixth overall, 25 seconds down on the leader. The rest of the top 10 is made up of Robert Barabel and Gordon Noble, seventh, 32 seconds down. Jonathan Greer and Niall Burns are eighth overall, 34 seconds down. Then we have Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in that Polo R5. They've had a troubled day so far. Ninth overall, they're 3.8 behind Greer and 38.1 seconds behind the leader, Josh Moffat. David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan, they're in their home patch as well in the stages in the south of the county. They wrap up the top 10. Now we're going to go to the battle, which involves a lot of the two-wheel drive cars. 11th overall, Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly in that twin cam Toyota Corolla. They are out in front, and they lead by, just looking at the times now, 4 seconds it actually is from Richard Moffat and Dara Kelly in the rear wheel drive Starlet. That is in the battle for the two wheel drive category. They sit 11th and 12th. Sandwiched in 11th and 13th, excuse me. Sandwiched in between them is Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty in a Fiesta R5, 12th overall. 14th overall, sitting in third position in the two-wheel drive class 14, but 4.1 off Richard Moffat is Declan Gallagher in the Starlet. Gavin Doherty's on board. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, they are the defending two-wheel drive champions in their Darien. They sit in 15th position overall. They're 3.3 adrift of Declan Gallagher, and they are in fourth position in that two-wheel drive category. While the rest of the top 20 is made up of Gareth McKeel, Jason Mitchell, Declan Boyle, David Bogie and Daniel McKenna. But out in front, it's Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes. The defending champions go to stage three, which is starting around now. And they have an advantage of 7.8 seconds over Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the polo. We'll be back with more for you shortly here in Highland.
Thank you very much, Oisín.